Dr. Lisa Williams is a lecturer from the School of Psychology at the University of New South Wales. Her research focuses on the role of positive social emotions, such as gratitude, and how they influence our behaviour. The first question I wanted to ask you is, what is gratitude? How would you define it?
I define gratitude as the positive emotion that we typically feel when we've received some sort of benefit or favor from another individual.
Why is gratitude important? Why are you researching it?
So a variety of past work theoretically suggested that gratitude might be an important component to happiness, subjective well-being, to having positive social relationships. What emotion researchers have found in the past 10 or 15 years is that that's the case across a variety of domains. In romantic relationships, in friendships, for individuals who have been diagnosed with significant medical ailments, gratitude appears to be a resource that leads to more well-being. So all indications are that you're better off with this emotion than without it.
In your research, you look at three different areas, so the intrapersonal, interpersonal, and intergroup domains. Starting with the intrapersonal domain, how does that actually influence that domain? What are the benefits of gratitude for our own lives?
I think specifically the best data that speak to that is some of the recent research being done with veterans returning from active duty, as well as patients who have been diagnosed with cancer. And the research there samples these individuals, measures their levels of gratitude, and then measures all sorts of different outcomes. So for veterans, it's their ability to integrate back into society. For cancer patients, it's actual health outcomes, so how well are they recovering, but also their self-reported levels of depression, for instance, that can be high with these patient samples. And what they find is that just personally having a sense of gratitude for the things in their lives or the experiences that they've had, those positive experiences, appears to contribute to more positive outcomes.
And now moving on to the interpersonal. So how does gratitude impact our relationships with others?
The initial work in that area was done just between strangers. The first study was done by my colleagues, Dave Steno and Monica Bartlett, and they found that if you induce a sense of gratitude in one participant by creating a situation in which they receive a favor from the other participant, that the grateful participant is more likely to help out that other participant who had helped them and also help out a random stranger. The basic effect there is that interpersonally, feeling gratitude in the moment makes you behave more prosocially towards your peers, whether or not it's the person who originally helped you. There's also been research, as I mentioned before, on romantic relationships. So they look at whether one or both partners feel grateful towards the other. By and large, the picture out of that data is that if one person feels gratitude towards their partner, they experience relationship benefits. So they are more satisfied in their relationship. They're more likely to invest in that relationship, different behaviors and time, and that there are also some benefits for the partner for whom they feel grateful. It's a pretty good picture there. Gratitude is kind of a nice little a boost to romantic relationships. The overall picture is that no matter what type of interpersonal relationship you're looking at, friends, strangers, romantic partners, that feeling gratitude in the moment or across time appears to make that relationship stronger. It appears to make people act more nicely, more prosocially towards each other.
The last domain that we're looking at is the intergroup domain. So what role does gratitude have in society more generally?
All we know really there is some theoretical suggestions more from the emotion literature broadly, which says that when we feel positive emotions personally, those can have effects societally. So for instance, if I feel more happiness personally, I'm more likely to contribute to my social group, my community. And so we would expect the similar thing for gratitude. But we can also experience emotions at the level of our group. So maybe one group does a favor for another group, then I feel grateful towards the other group on behalf of my group. So if we look, for instance, at different community groups that maybe have conflict, if there is a favor given or time invested and a sense of gratitude is increased, we might expect that as a group, the target of those behaviors will will feel grateful and be more likely to engage intergroup.
So it's quite easy to practice gratitude or be grateful when something good happens to you or when someone shows an act of kindness to you. But is it possible to practice gratitude or be grateful when you're going through perhaps a more trying circumstance in life?
I think that's a really good question. And I think that the best data we have to answer that question are from some of the groups I mentioned earlier. So veterans returning from war or patients diagnosed with cancer. And what research has found with these groups is that even though they're facing what most of us would imagine to be extremely trying times and coping with stressors that most of us don't have to deal with, many of them are able to develop or come at those situations with a sense of gratitude. So I think the suggestion would be that even for those of us who may find ourselves limited on the things for which we feel grateful, if we get creative in a sense about the potential sources for gratitude, we may come up with a lot more. One of the activities that positive psychologists have suggested in order to cultivate a sense of gratitude is to list all the different things in your life that you may feel grateful for. I've done this myself, and I tend to run out around 4 or 5 items on an average day. But I think the challenge is to then, as I said, become a bit creative and think maybe more deeply about the factors that are influencing your life and maybe individuals who've had a positive impact or maybe who grant favors to you, but you actually don't typically pay attention to. By and large, for most individuals, it does appear to be the case that it is possible to develop a sense of gratitude, to feel grateful even in life's biggest challenges.
And you mentioned there like writing a list of things that you're grateful for. What are some other ways that people, if they want to be more grateful, how can we cultivate gratitude in our lives?
Another version of that is keeping a gratitude journal. So the idea there is at the end of each day, you spend a few minutes writing about the things that happened during that day that may be a source of gratitude and spending some time thinking about that. And the idea is that if you keep this journal across a week or two, that you develop a bit of a habit to think about the events in your daily life in a way that become a source of gratitude. And across that time, you experience gratitude more frequently. And to the extent that you experience gratitude more frequently, you experience more of the positive outcomes that we were mentioning earlier. And the third method that positive psychologists have suggested as a way of building gratitude is writing a gratitude letter. So you spend a bit of time writing a letter to that person, explaining what impact they've had and detailing that, but also explicitly saying thank you in so many words. The exercise can stop there, but research has shown the most effective outcomes are achieved when you then deliver that letter in person and actually read it out loud to them. And this has been shown to have benefits both for the letter writer and the letter recipient. What likely occurs there is a conversation and a social bond building, perhaps with individuals with whom we've lost contact. So lots of people, when asked to write a gratitude letter, they go back to high school teachers or coaches for whom they've totally lost contact, but they seek contact, deliver the letter, and that social bond is created. And of course, the gratitude is the conduit for that. Short of in-person delivery, you can send the letter snail mail, or nowadays email would work, or simply writing it would have benefits. And many people have said that they, once they received a letter, they went on to write letters to others in their life that they felt grateful for. So it can have this kind of pay it forward effect as well.